This evening, Fox Television Network is premiering a reboot of the late Carl Sagan's TV show Cosmos. WRVO's Gino Gerentino spoke with the show's new host, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, in November about how the show differs from his other work, including PBS's Nova Science Now and his podcast, Star Talk.
Do you think Cosmos, the new Cosmos, will have the same flair that Nova Science Now and Star Talk have?
That's a great question. I am honest to the Cosmos legacy in the sense that there's a certain grandeur, there's a certain sort of respect for the knowledge I'm conveying, the insights I'm conveying, and for the mind of the listener. So I'm not as irreverent in Star Talk and in other things I've done. You know, so I've done some zany things and some comedic things, but I can pull back on that because Cosmos, we want it to be timeless. And so often in Star Talk, there is a pun of the moment or a direct pop culture reference that works that week and not another week. I'll do that for Star Talk. But Cosmos, I want it's got to last across generations at its best. So my delivery is definitely me. I mean, it's me. You'll know it's me. But the mood, the outlook is Cosmos.
Carl Sagan originally had this show in some form. What do you think he would believe about what's going on today and kind of this wraparound of the scientific culture and it becoming more of an open topic for discussion?
I think in part he would be disappointed and in part he would be thrilled. The disappointed part is he was also quite a champion of combating pseudoscience. You know, people who get taken by charlatans in ways that you don't know any different. Things like palm readers and, you know, horoscope casters and this sort of thing. He invests a good part of his energy combating that. And I don't see any of that ebbing in the modern times. With Google searches being able to find a web page on any topic that you think is real, and then you find a web page and then you believe it's more real because someone else thought the same thing, that's hard to combat. But I think he would be enchanted by the fact that when his original Cosmos came out, there were only a few TV stations, and you would otherwise go a month before you came upon a science program. Whereas today, any time of day or night, you channel surf for a couple of hours, you're going to land on some science programming. So access to science is greater than ever before.
Why is it so important that Cosmos comes back, and what is your goal for the show?
Well, it's been 34 years since the last Cosmos aired, so I think we're due, and I'm honored to be in that slot, in the Carl Sagan slot. I even practice my billions. I would like to sort of do Cosmos and then sort of go home after that. It's sort of a gift to the country and to the world, and have them enjoy it and learn from it and get inspired by it. But I don't want to be the leader of a movement. I don't want to be the icon of science. Because science, what distinguishes science from other things, like, you know, religions have leaders, right? Science belongs to everyone. I don't own it, and you don't own it either. But we can share in it, and that's what I want to see happen.
That was Gino Gerentino speaking with astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson about his television show Cosmos, premiering tonight on Fox.